So the learning as always should be as chaim as well as chas for shlema for chaim and also Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Nachum ben Zion, and it should be as chas for shlema for chaim Moshe Shov ben Malka chaim David ben Rachel Analeah ben Shein Rachel Abadati ben Perel and Rifal Avram Nisano ben Mashaliba, and as chas for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem should continue like He has shown us today wonderful nisim. Hashem should continue to shower bracha on Klal Yisrael and destroy its enemies. Okay, so today we're going to finish the concept of bas. And we were talking yesterday about the proper shidduch to take for a daughter, or right, the proper match for a daughter. So we said yesterday that even if you think that taking someone who's wealthy is going to at least solve problems and your daughter will have a happy marriage, many times that's just the opposite because there's a lot of money and there's a lot of business dealings, so it's going to pull the husband away, and instead of him being home and taking care of his wife, he's going to be out all the time, and she's going to live a wealthy but lonely marriage. So he says, someone else call out what page we're on because I'm using a different sefer today. You could enter. Yeah, I can't hear you, Dave. You want to
271.
271. Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Okay. So ve'ilu hayu machshavas habanas v'avihan goydel, hanachas ruach v'atoyva sh'yesh l'eishas tam chacham l'avih abad l'mazeh abad l'mabah. He says, if instead the thought process of girls and their fathers would be on how good and how satisfying it is to be the wife of a tam chacham, then it will benefit them in this world and the next. If they would understand that, how in this world and the next world it will benefit them, then they would be maisa nefesh, be willing to give up their life as well as be willing to give up money in order to accomplish this. Meaning that mysterious nefesh to marry a tamach chacham, he's not going to make a lot of money. She's going to live a life of begging for tzedakah and going using handouts. And she's not going to be comfortable and she's not going to have nice things, but still it's worth it because of the benefits of being an Eishes Tam HaChacham in this world and the next. Even if she needs to be supported from tzedakah, it won't be an embarrassment. It won't be shameful. He says, because what are you worried about? The lack of respect? Well, guess what? There's no greater kavod than the chuppah that they're going to make for tzaddikim in the next world. In places where people are throwing around their money to create this large dowry to be able to entice wealthy people that their wealthy sons should marry his daughter, instead, make a tamach chacham wealthy with that money. So he could dedicate his life to Torah and Avodah. The Yadua Maimer Chazal, and the Maimer Chazal is well known. The Gemara in Bracha says something fascinating. The Gemara in Bracha says that whenever the Nevi'im gave Nevuas of Nechama, right? We're in the middle of the Zayin de Nechemta right now. So all of the Nevuas about Nechama were said specifically, Ela Lemesi Bita L'tamach chacham. They were intended for someone who marries his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. All of those nevuas, that's who they were intended for. People who marry off their daughters to Talmud Chachamim, shu machzik biad lam b'Torah, he's being machzik those who learn Torah. The heim emes sheshava b'shirehen. And the truth is that they're sheshava b'shirehen, that they're equal, shagama Talmud Chacham in a retz v'basa asher. He says it works both ways. He says the Talmud Chacham is going to prefer not to marry the daughter of a wealthy person. She writes Lekayim, why? Because he wants to be Mekayim, what it says, Chazal, Levrach Hashamru, to be Mekayim, the Maimer Chazal, that Chos Darga V'Sav Itza, that basically don't have a lot of possessions. So Maimer Chazal, Shamru La'ilam Yimkar Adam Kamash Yeshlai, V'Yisavaz Tamachacham. That a person should be willing to sell whatever he has in order to marry to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, meaning that there's a concept of making do with less. There's a concept of pas b'malach toichal, and you sleep on the floor, and basically, and you drink water, and you make do with less, and that's a ascetic type of lifestyle. That's what we call kadish atzmecha b'mutar lach, and that's already taking precious to, that's precious, that's taking your avodas Hashem to another level. So he says, on the flip side, you can have the Talmid Chachamim themselves that are going to prefer not to marry daughters of Ashira. And here's the last piece of advice. says, whenever you vanoisi, whenever you marry a woman off, tzarich livdak b'achecha. I'm sorry, whenever you marry a woman, meaning it's talking now when you're choosing a wife or you're choosing a daughter-in-law, look at her brothers. Look at the brothers of the bride. This is because most children take after the uncles, the mother's brother. So what he's saying is, when you're going to marry the mother, so your grandchildren, most of them are going to take after the mother's brother. Again, I don't know, if this is still relevant, true nowadays. I don't know. I know, my mother's brother, my uncles are all bald. Baruch Hashem, me and my brothers are not. So, and they were bald by the time they were 20. And everyone always told me, you're going to take after your mother's brother. I'm not. But, so I don't know what this means, but I've always heard that saying. Then yitain ish kol hoin beiso, but certainly, the idea of looking at the family is not that that's the end all be all. You can always have a rivka that comes out of a base love on base pesuel. So it's not the end all be all, but a lot of times it can inform you about the type of girl that she might be. And again, when you're going to marry a rivka, or you're going to think someone's a rivka coming from a house like that, it needs to be inspected. You need to check. And by the way, vice versa. You can have a Yishmael come out of Avram's house. It works both ways. But the point is to look into the background to give you more information. If a person would donate all of his money and give it to a Tamachacham who loves God, that if Tamachacham has a hard time, so he's saying now in loichaloi have said that if you have a Tamachacham who he is looking now for the proper wife and he gets a whole bunch of shidduchim and he sees a very very fine girl and her father happens to be exceedingly wealthy and he is machshev Torah. And he's willing to give his money to allow you to dedicate yourself to a life of kollel, a life of Torah. So then he says, "Im loicha, if you accept it, loicha said you're not losing out. But again, you're not settling in any way, and you're not decreasing any of the other items that we're saying are important on your checklist. But if she happens to be wealthy as well, and that will now make your life easier, you'll be able to learn easier. There's nothing wrong with doing that." Hashem lo yimna tov mimenu zera kodesh b'yos nosi ish l'shem shemayim. It says, and God's not going to hold back good from you and have good children if you marry a woman for the right reasons. Ech tavod mi zeh be'erch zivug. He's going to get to talk about this further. We talked about zivug. Zoy satayra bein av levitoy. This is just paraphrasing here. Zoy satayra, this is the tayra bein av levitoy. Between a father and a daughter, Yishma Chachmi Mavin Oit Midaita, Chacham should listen, and then he'll understand further on his own. So the idea being here, just to end off this topic, that first of all, to look for the right type of shidduch for a child, not to just look for what's going to make them have an easier life, because we said the money could be gone in a minute. And just because you have money doesn't mean you're going to have an easier time. And it may even be a more miserable marriage. But to be machshav, to look like we said, look at the midos, look at the dedication to Torah, because that ultimately is going to tell you what type of husband he's going to be, regardless of whether they have money or not. And he said, from the boy side, the boy potentially could choose and opt, ideally, to go for a life of precious, which means that you're actually removing yourself from certain shidduchim, because they're going to say, I don't want to marry the daughter of a wealthy person. She's going to have certain expectations. And I know I'm never going to be able to satisfy that. Or in order to satisfy that, it's going to draw me out to business, and I don't want to do that. So certain shidduchim might be off the table. But you also may have situations where the girl might be a perfect girl, and you show that you're machshav Torah, and you show that you're going to use your money to enable him to double down and do even more learning with less effort. So that certainly is something to look at. And so a person who does that is not going to lose. So very relevant advice, I think. A lot of what he said, very relevant advice today for those of us looking for shidduchim, to make sure that you prioritize the things that are important, not the things that the world tells us and the shadchan is going to tell you are important, but the things that are really important, and to discount the things that people are say are important, things like money, things like status, and don't necessarily look for someone that checks the boxes of he thinks like me, he's in a similar status to me. Look for what's the right shidduch for your daughter, and ultimately, someone with midos tovus is going to treat your daughter well. Because again, money's not going to solve all the problems. Money, as Sroli Ziskin told me, He told me once, he says, money solves a lot of problems, but it also creates a lot of problems too. Right? So there's a lot of issues that come with it that a person who's poor, yeah, he has issues, but there's certain things he doesn't have to worry about that wealthier people do. So it's not an end all be all. And don't just say, I need my daughter to, I'm only going to look for a shidduch for someone who has X amount of dollars so that my daughter's going to be able, and my future son-in-law to be able to learn in Israel for a year or two. And that's the only type of shidduch I'm going to consider. And I want them to be comfortable and whatever. And you're going to cross things off the list when you don't know. That's not your cheshbon. You leave that up to God. You just worry about the things that are important, the priorities that you need to look for in a son-in-law, and not worry about the gashmias part of the marriage. God will take care of that himself.